thank you all for your support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America!
Good morning, America. We're so excited. Good morning. That is my mom watching. Good morning, Miss Emma. All right. I love her. She's just, oh my gosh, everything. And I just give God the glory for her because I believe that's why I'm like right, sitting here talking to you guys today because all this stuff that was in me, I didn't know. But she knew.
Uh-huh.
She was like,
thank God for mamas.
Yes. And she first came into this new place, and I just thank God for her. Oh, wow. So,
yes.
Good morning, Mom.
Yes.
So we're so excited about today because guess what? Today is the day
that
the Lord
has
made,
and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Woo-hoo!
We are so glad about it. Today is going to be a beautiful day in the kingdom.
Yes.
And the sun is shining, everybody. I know
yes,
the
hermoso. It's un día hermoso.
Yes.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. So don't go get no shorts on, y'all. I know tomorrow might be
snowing. Raining. Who knows?
Okay. You have to put your jackets on. So this means we have to travel with our jackets, our boots, our sandals, and a tank top. Okay?
For real.
So,
but we thank God for all seasons. You know, we love them
in all
seasons, no matter
what. Yeah. Yeah, but we have to have it, and he knows our best interest. And
yes.
I listen to people as they talk, you know, they come into the marketplace and they talk about, oh my God, this weather is bipolar. I'm like, oh my God, they didn't put a jacket on the weather. But no, it's not bipolar because if you're reading this book, the Holy Bible,
which is God's love letters, which is fire.
Yes. And it will tell you that we will know not to see them. So just be prepared.
Yes. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked.
Ain't seen nothing yet. Okay. So we just thank God for this day, though. Because,
yes.
He's given us life and life
more abundantly.
And that we can stand before you today and talk about the goodness of God.
Yes.
And who he is. And today we're doing part two of our teaching of slaying the giants in your life. But, you know, my daughter kind of got onto me this week, and I kind of love that review because she was like, I was telling her, I was just sharing my heart with her, and I was telling her that I really was the topic that the Lord had gave me was slaying the giants in the land because we are in the land.
Yes.
And I said, but I wanted to make it more relational for the people because in life, and she rebuked me. She said, Mom, whenever God gives you something, you don't change it. And I was like, okay, Jan.
Yes, ma'am.
I never see because she's so quiet, right? Yeah. And me, but she was like, she would be come on.
Yes.
So I said, that's because that's love.
Yes.
She just was like, you're a writer, you're that, and you're that. I was like, the greatest thing, Jan. So we received that. I did. I received that in it. We are slaying the giants in the land and in our lives. How about
that? Yes.
So, Laura, what would you like to say to your people this morning?
Buenos días, esta mañana, a toda mi familia, a todos mis Facebook friends y alrededor del mundo. Les doy gracias por estar escuchando esta radioestación y a nosotras. Le sigo pidiendo a nuestro Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del cielo y de la tierra y todo lo invisible, que le siga tocando a cada uno su corazón y que sigan creciendo en su palabra y todas las promesas están aquí. Gloria a Dios, los amamos mucho. Sí.
Muchos besos. Muchos besos.
Thank you, Laura, for that.
And Blog Radio Talk Show, Blog Radio Peoples, we love ya. America,
yes.
Kisses
so,
for y'all too.
We just want to encourage our blog listeners and just let them know that we love them.
Yes.
And thank God for them. And we want to say good morning also to Angela Michelle and her amazing Facebook family.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for watching. Good
morning,
Dalise. Girl.
Good
morning,
Dalise. We miss
y'all. Yes. Good morning, Daryl. Daryl, good morning. Check this out, Daryl. We are representing
people
on the field with Byron Holton.
I'm so ready for the next concert, y'all.
Yeah. And that's going to be in August. So you guys get ready because that's going to be with T.T. Shears. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, yes.
We were able to do that. It's going to be a back-to-school bash for the kids.
The
and
youth.
The other kids like us.
Okay. Man, you know what? Like I said, I'm 50 times on fire for Jesus. I can only imagine I'm going to be 100 times on fire for Jesus.
She's going to be so
after
smoking.
That.
I don't know if my baby's sit by her. She's going to burn me up. Good morning, Sarah G. Robinson. Good morning, Olivia Taylor. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hearing what God is saying in this portion of part two of the giants, slaying the giants in your life and in the land. So,
yes.
You know, and not only in our life, because we come up against some things. Oh, yes. In our life.
Yes.
So really, it is in the land.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just thank God for this topic.
Yes.
And it looks like we are going to conclude with this part two in this teaching. So I'm so excited. But listen, Laura, I have to tell you, I was so honored because I think it was one of the ladies that worked there, Leah. She was telling me, she goes, oh, Marla, that's such a great teaching. She goes, well, you know what? I turned on the TV, and Dr. David Jeremiah was teaching the same thing. I said, what?
Confirmation.
The father of all ministers. Dr. David, we're all the same DNA.
Yes.
We're all on the same page.
Yes.
Of what God is saying to us in the kingdom.
Yes.
On earth. I was
yes.
so honored.
Yes.
I was excited.
Awesome.
To be teaching right alongside of Dr.
Yes.
David Jeremiah.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome, right?
It is. It is.
So, and that's just in the spirit, y'all, not in the natural. Because, yeah, we don't never measure up when it comes to the natural.
Yeah.
But I'm just so grateful that you all, Laura, and your Facebook family is tuning in. And we just want to always take a few minutes to acknowledge the people that really pillar us mm-hmm. and that encourage us. And our studio audience.
Yes.
So good morning to our studio audience.
Yes.
And we have a mighty man of God in the house. Laura.
Yes.
So kind of tell them.
Yes. This morning we have a new audience. His
yes.
name is Mariano. He's from New York. He's Puerto Rican.
Look at
we
there.
Met at the pizza place last
yes.
Friday when I was getting some pizza for
the
new
wine.
Empowerment. And
yes.
when I got back, did I not say it was
yeah.
a divine appointment?
She talked about you at the
and
new
then
wine.
I said, I met this man in there and he was looking for a home church and I invited him to the mansion and next thing you know, he said he felt the presence of God or
of course
he knew
he
that
did.
I
fire.
Was in love. I didn't have to say nothing, but he felt the fire.
Yeah, the
and,
fire.
And so he came to visit City Chapel on Sunday and he said that's his home church now.
Amen.
And then he came and visited the Blog Radio Talk Show today.
This is his home church.
Yeah,
it's
home
okay,
church.
So.
And he said that normally he don't do this, but
yeah.
God is doing a new thing in
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah.
And he's hungry for the
See,
Lord.
See, that's what God was saying.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's why I would say, how hungry are you? How bad
yeah.
do you want
yeah.
what God has for you? You know, when you want it all, you have to be surrounded by those that are on fire for
that's
Jesus.
It. That's it.
Right?
That's
and
it.
Then he connects us together, and that's when that explosion
Come
takes
on
place.
Now.
Woo!
Dunamis!
Boom!
Dunamis.
And it's happening right now.
Yeah.
So be part of it. Don't miss out. And that's for all for the glory of Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah,
Amen?
It really is. Let me thank God.
Yes.
So we can post the books now, y'all. that was the
message right
yes.
there.
So, I mean, each one reach one.
Yes.
Y'all know, it's so, I mean, oh, wow.
He was just saying that right now. We each got to reach one. I said, we have
oh
a T-shirt.
God, oh
we have a T-shirt. We haven't done
yes.
the teaching yet that each one reach
we,
one.
Well, we did it, but the shirt's named later, but we're going to keep part
Again,
two.
Part two. That's
each
true.
One, reach one. We're going to bring our amazing brother in. Good morning, Sister Carmen.
Yes.
Love you, girl. Miss you. So good to I can't see you, but you can see me, but I can see you, girl. I can see you. So I thank God for all of you guys. So we're going to kind of touch a little bit on last week. A lot of you guys are hanging with us that were here last week
yes.
for the first portion of Slaying the Giants. And so we have to remember that God, even in the Bible, he illustrated David
mm-hmm.
as the warrior,
yes.
slayer, you
yes.
know, because he was the one, along with all the other people of Israel,
yes.
that came up against this giant.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember when we were reading in the Word of God in Samuel 24, he
mm-hmm.
said that when they all saw him, all the men were very
mm-hmm.
afraid.
Mm-hmm.
All.
Yes.
A-L-L. They didn't say some of the men. It said all of the men, which meant that included David. And they kind of all ran. But we also talked about, just go back and listen to the show last week and you'll get it the fullness. But we want to kind of flow it in together. And remember, David had a revelation on the run, which stopped him in his tracks. And he remembers that he slayed the lion and the bear.
He was.
Yeah.
He remembered. Wait
he
a minute. Hold up.
And then he also remembers the invitation of the abundance of the revelation, which
yeah.
was his information and the motivation that created revelation.
Yeah.
So get the right information,
yeah.
America. You know, and that's what's going to motivate you, and that's what gives you revelatory knowledge.
Yeah.
And how you can really slay the giants in your life. And David was like, what? If not only that, a reward came with that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, hold up, wait a minute. Not only do I get the daughter, but I get full access to the kingdom, which is the king's court, right?
Yes.
And then the third benefit was that his family would no longer have to pay taxes.
Oh,
in
my
the
gosh.
Land. So
many benefits
like,
seeking God, boy.
Yes.
That's why I always say, God, I want it all. I want it all.
And you have to want it all.
Yeah, because as we're blessed, then we'll be a blessing,
that's
right?
And how bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it?
You get into the Word of God and what He was saying to you about, because we all have giants, big and small. But this one was the biggest giant, and this, he came from God, right? That was the land of giants. And, and Goliath was like the favorable giant, because he had already dealt with the other giants. He was just a slayer and a slewer, and, you know, and even Saul, who was the king, that's what was such a trip, was just as afraid, if not more afraid, than the warriors. Because y'all know how the kings did it. They used to push the people out in front.
Y'all go first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, one thing about David, he would always go into battle with his people.
Yeah.
You know, and
yes.
I love that about them today. And write these scriptures down. We're in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And so go through that, and we'll talk about how David discovered so many things about who he really was.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to, this is part two. Okay, so Laura, let's go into the Word of God. But what I would really like to say this morning, this is kind of the way the Lord really broke it down to where we all have to arrive to this place. Slay your giant spiritually through your spiritual eyes and hear in your spiritual ears. When you belong to God, the closer we are to God, the smaller the giant.
Yes.
Yeah. The closer we are to Him, because we all realize that, whatever, we'll get somewhere. Because my God says that He'll supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory, which are in what? Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That's what the Word, I mean, you have to, that's why you got to put the Word in you.
Yes. And
so
you got to know it and believe it. Even if you don't see it, you still gotta believe
it
and walk by faith. And it reminds me, in any time that I've gone through some trials and tribulations, I have to remember God reminds me who I am. And when I see the situation, how big it is, and then I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm looking at this. Who am I? God, I can hear Holy Spirit say, "Who are you, Laura Kelly?"
Oh,
yeah. God, I'm all God. I'm tripping. Whatever I'm going through right now, it's okay. It's okay. I forget who I am, and Holy Spirit will remind you. I mean, you know that you're daughter and sons of the Most High God. Not just me and Marlo, but you, everybody who's watching.
That's right.
And that everything is right here, this love letter,
which is
fire.
Yeah.
And you start standing on His promises, on His word, and you speak it.
Yeah. You have to.
The enemy has to.
He got to go. Yeah. Put him under your feet,
break
dance,
and step on
him. Wave, whatever you want to do, just do it to him. You can't do nothing because the Word of God says that, you know, that every knee.
We have the authority right here.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the biggest issue, is people give up their authority.
Mm-hmm.
We give it up. We surrender it. We hand it over to the enemy. And then we sit back and say, man, I can't believe the devil is here. No, the devil did this. The devil can't.
Glorifying the devil. That's right.
Because God, when He went to the cross, He said, "Before I leave, I'm going to leave you the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit who lives within us. But also, He gives us all power. Not some power, but all power.
All power.
And we have to bear it up and become a warrior. Remember, we talked about this in the very beginning. Go to Ephesians chapter 6, and God will tell you specifically, line upon line and precept upon precept, how to gird up and get ready for battle. Because every day is a battle that we wake up.
Yeah, and be bold about it. You know, that's why every time we pray or I pray, I'll be like, I'm not asking God. I'm expecting, because I know You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end.
Right.
You know, so God, I'm not asking. I'm expecting, because right here it says all things are possible with You.
Yeah.
It says, if You for me, who could be against me? It says, no weapon form against me. And you have to speak it and believe it. Even if, like I say, even if you don't see it, it shall come to pass. Amen.
Because it says that in this word. So now we're going to get to the meat of this, the reason that we're all here together today, which is the word of the Lord, 1 Samuel 17, 36 through 37 this morning, Laura.
God's love letters,
which is
fire. Woo! La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Lumbre.
And Holy Spirit, I thank You. I pray that You continue to manifest in our hearts, minds and souls, Father. Espíritu Santo, te doy gracias que tu palabra siga creciendo en nuestros corazones, en nuestra mente y alma. And it says, on 36, it says, your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and his uncircumcised Philistine will be as one of them, because he has reviled the army of the living God. David said, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine.
That's
if he already
awesome.
Did it once, twice,
it.
Three times,
come
he's going
to
do it again.
That's why you have to tell the enemy, hold up, wait a minute. If he did that for me once.
Yes.
And that was a double portion, because remember we talked about in the first portion where the reason that David was so radical in that place was because the lion and the bear came to kill the sheep,
mm-hmm.
which that he was the shepherd, remember, because
mm-hmm.
that's what Christ did
mm-hmm.
in our life. And don't you know that Christ would come? And he will gird up with you. He'll
yes.
stand there with you. We have our own set of warring angels
yes.
that will just stand and awe
yes.
and give us strength and power. But listen, the amazing part about David facing the giant is that he was not impressed by the height or stature. He wasn't impressed because he remembered, I done killed a bear. Can you imagine a big old bear with some big grizzly teeth?
Mm-hmm.
And the big lion,
yes.
he's probably bigger
yes.
than the roar,
okay? Yes. Yes.
And the mane, just his face alone, is
yes.
enough to be like, oh, my gosh. But the Word of God says that David took him by his what? His fear. I got you, because you came after my stuff. Give me my stuff back.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. So you have to, America, you got to get in position.
Yes.
You got to get radical enough to
yes.
play the giants in your life.
Yes.
Because some of them are like little imps.
Yes.
You see the shadow.
Yes.
Y'all know the shadow is bigger than the thing.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And you're like, I don't know if y'all saw this Facebook family, but y'all seen the little girl on Facebook who's running from her shadow? Saul said, let me prepare him for battle. Now, Saul ain't going. okay? He's the king. He ain't going and giving no orders. Ain't nobody else trying to go. But David said, I got this, okay? The smallest one in the group.
And everybody laughing.
So, yeah.
I can see everybody laughing.
Yeah. So I'll just go ahead. Come on. He's calling for the helmet. He's calling. Come on. Let's put the arm on this little dude. He said he's calling him and his God, okay? And this is what's so amazing was David recognized he ain't going in uncomfortable. He said, I ain't gonna be able to do this right here. I can't do this. I don't know what this is like. He done flew the lion and the bear without all that, right?
Uh-huh.
So after, he was like, I got to take this off. Yeah. What God said, he took all that off.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't do that. So listen, this is what else is so funny. What did he do? He picked up his what? Go ahead, Lord, in 14. Go ahead.
40. He took his staff on his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones.
What kind of stone?
5 smooth.
Get you some smooth stones.
Five of them.
Okay.
Just 5.
Yeah. Grace.
Yes, grace.
How about my ring is still on there? Hold on. Let me see if I can turn this off while we're talking. I hope y'all still there. Okay.
There we go.
Yes. There we go. Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then he put them in his shepherd's bag and in his pouch. And his sling was in his hand. Then he drew near to the Philistines.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, so we want to say that they were going to commercial after we kind of break this down. Okay, we must be mindful. You got to just get into this word and open up your spirit so you can really hear it. Sometimes I see myself right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in that.
Yeah, like I was thinking that right now. Many times of things that have happened, I'm like,
isn't
okay, I can
really. So listen, we must be mindful that David had no military experience, nada. He had never fought in the army. He had never been in a battle. Well, he was in some battles, but it was him out there tending to the sheep and God.
Yeah.
And he was a warrior, but you know he didn't consider himself a warrior. He just knew he had to protect the sheep. Okay,
yes.
So we have to be mindful of that. And as we stated before, we must fight your giants through the spirit.
Yes.
See, David was a man of the spirit and not of the flesh. That's why seeing Goliath didn't move him. Because he was like, oh, but he already knew. First of all, he came into camp uncircumcised.
Yes. Yes.
And in that day, that meant something. If you was not circumcised, you was out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You had no significance, really.
Mm-hmm.
But even though everybody else was moved by his stature and height and all of the physical aspects of who this giant was. But it's so amazing to see this young, innocent boy after being layered in armor by the king.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not going to be able to do that. So, listen, he began to disarmor in the natural, for the natural battle. But as Morton said, he geared up in the supernatural.
Yes.
He
yes,
really did.
Yes,
and he knew that he was already victorious in that. So we're going to break, and then we were talking about him. He used what he always used through the strategic strategies of God. All he had was 5 stones before, and he went and got 5 more stones. And he ran in for battle with the giant.
Mm-hmm.
He ran right up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue on verse 42. When we come back, we're going to go to commercial. We're going to talk about some good things going on here at the mansion.
I remember the first time I found him. What would have changed to make him live? I felt so stupid because I took so many chances on other relationships, people, places, and things. It made him a last resort. Please take this will and change it into yours. Unblock my path so I may follow yours. I'll take this journey with you. You are so wise, Lord. You know just what to do. La, la. Of being lost, I saw a light.
You found a way, you found a way to get me out of here.
Draw me close to you.
What was supposed to do with what you want?
Yeah.
You are the medicine that takes all pain away. You are the answer for the question of the day. No GPS when I'm lost. You are my guide. I took many chances on everything, but with you this feels right. You found the way.
You found the way to get me out of here.
Draw me close,
draw me close. What you are supposed to do with what you want.
Not saying nothing and letting God be God.
And knowing that we can't change people, only God can. Because we just want everybody to love the Lord.
But I got better.
Yeah, to be sold out to the King. We want everybody to show up at church. We want that.
And being patient with God.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everybody's like in a hurry. Like you at the grocery store, people are like, hurry up, move. Like the lady in the restaurant takes long. They're like impatient.
Yeah.
And God's teaching me patience, let me tell you. And I'm receiving it because if not, if we hurry, we're going to miss out.
You better know it.
You're going to miss out on what God's trying to tell you because you're always in. God has slowed me down a lot. And I'm a busy person, but he has slowed me down to where, like, wait a minute, you're getting ahead of me. Yeah, you're getting ahead of me. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And I'm learning to be patient because when I'm not patient, I'll be running my mouth and saying things that, wait a minute, that's not of God. But I'm learning to say, okay, just taking a little bit of time. Okay, God, I'm going to trust you, and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to gossip. I'm not going to, you know, speak death and over family, friends. I'm going to speak life. And devil, let me tell you who you are.
Uh-oh.
You're a liar, and this is what the word says about my family.
You just channeled it.
Yeah. And I start speaking the word of God over my family, over my church, over my neighborhood, over my finances, over everything. And I'm like, no, devil, you're a liar. I have the victory. It is finished. And that's how I be talking to the enemy. Why you mess with me? Double for my trouble.
That's
you know,
right.
You're going to bless me again and again and again because you are defeated. And you know, we got to take authority. But I'm learning.
We all learn, Laura. We do. And that's great, though. What a great illustration. Because you have to get radical. And you have to be very bold when you're in battle. I'm telling you, the Bible tells us that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's coming. But it's okay. Let him come.
Mm-hmm.
If you're busy doing what you need to do,
mm-hmm.
you won't be worrying about what the enemy does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's a defeated player.
Yeah.
Like
you're not going to worry about what anybody's saying, family, friends, whoever. You're just going to trust God and just pray for them, you know? So I'm learning.
He said it's finished. That's what he said. So we're going to roll on to 42. Is that where we're at, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The word of God. 1 Samuel
42.
42.
Oh, yeah, 42. God's love letters, which is fire, la palabra de Dios, que es lumbre. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue estando en nuestros corazones. Manifiesta en nuestros corazones. And it's when the Philistine looked and saw David, he despised him, for he was a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, am I a dog? That you come to me with sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Yeah.
The question. Then the Philistine cursed David by his God.
Now
listen,
wow. In 42, you know the enemy thought, look how he did. He just started trying to mock him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he already knows. David already knows he's smaller than the giant. Anybody smaller than the giant?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
But he insulted him.
Yes.
So, as David was in hot pursuit of Goliath upon face to face, as soon as he faced him, the giant was like, what? In shock of insult unto David. This young and ruddy, but like the word God said, but he was looking pretty cute. Okay?
<You're handsome.
laughs> So, here's Goliath. So, believe it or not, David really intimidated him. That's why that's what the enemy did. So, he come up, roll up on him, he try to tell you about you.
Yes.
And then he tried to take something negative, right?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
So that's what the giant was doing. Instead of taking his sword out, getting with David, he tried to deal with him like that,
mm-hmm.
okay? That he would break him down because just know that the enemy sees your strength and your courage and your mightiness. You see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he always comes and trying to talk you down.
Yes.
So in 43, with great insult, Goliath began to try to discourage him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Greatly.
Mm-hmm.
In 44, he says he wanted to intimidate David with words since he could not with steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead and read 44.
And it says, the Philistine said to David, come to me. I will give you your flesh to the birds and the havens to the beasts of the field.
So what's so sad about this, he tried to tell him, I'm just going to take your head off and I'm going to eat you. But y'all know that's what happens when stuff is decaying. Out the vultures come and try to eat it, right?
That's right.
So that was to intimidate him,
mm-hmm.
to make him fearful of him.
Fair.
But what he didn't recognize was if David wasn't already afraid by you being a 9-foot man, with all of this going on, mm-hmm. the armor, mm-hmm. what can he be afraid of now? Mm-hmm. You know, he'd already, mm-hmm. but I believe that really just being in the Word of God and hearing it mm-hmm. in the Spirit, all David could remember was killing the lion.
Yeah, what he had already done in the past, that's right.
Yeah, all he could remember, yes. I did that.
Yes. If God got me through that, I mean,
yeah.
come on, this is nothing.
I got you. And then, you know, sometimes you just have to let the enemy talk.
Yeah, they'll talk.
Because while he's talking to you, God's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I was all like, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just
yeah.
going to smile and say, okay, whatever.
As hard as it is, because I'm surprised that God didn't say nothing to your mama. Okay? Because, you know, once you say about somebody, mama, you take them all the way to the next place. It is going down, but I'm surprised, you know, because
yes.
he's going to fight fast.
Yes, he's not, that's
he
right.
dirty.
The coward.
And not only that, that's just the giants. And so those things that we're facing today, you know, whether it's the sickness or whether it's, you know, depression or whether it's being abandoned or, mm-hmm. you know, people walking out on you, whatever it is,
yes.
nothing is too hard for God.
That's right.
Nothing.
He's the only one that's going to feel that emptiness.
Yeah.
He's the one, the only one that's going to bring healing. He's the only one that's hope. So,
he is. He's the light, and the
yes.
light is in you.
Yes.
And that's why we, as people of God, we have to come together.
Yes.
We have to band together.
Yes.
Like a chain.
Yes.
And like a real army, and become troops.
Yes.
And there's power in numbers.
Yes. Yes. And being troops, you know, it's about praying for each other.
Yes.
You know, interceding, fasting, and praying. And I get excited because that's when I see a lot of the breakthroughs take place in families' lives and my family's life, and that is awesome.
Yes.
It's a mighty God.
Yes, yes. He makes you mighty.
Yes.
Because of who he is.
Yes.
It's in our DNA, America.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so excited about that, and not only that, because every day I don't care, you know, if you're a pastor or if you're an apostle, a bishop, or dad, I don't care what your stature is. You're going to have some giants.
Oh, yes.
And then he's going to come to bring a flicker into your face.
Yes.
And make you feel some type of way about, you know,
yes.
where you're going, second guess yourself.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's
when you're in the supernatural, things don't look right in the natural.
Yes.
They just don't. Now, when they manifest, that's power. But as you're going through, it's really hard
yes.
to see yourself
yes.
in as victorious
yes.
as your ward.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But like David did, he just kept looking at what he had already
we're done. That's right.
And that's what's so amazing. So we're going to go to 45 more.
Alrighty, 45, God's
yes.
love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit manifests in our hearts. Espíritu Santo manifiesta en nuestros corazones. And it says, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of
hosts,
the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have.
That's it. So that's what you tell.
You
can't
hold.
That's what you say. Okay, so big bad boy, you coming over here with these swords. You got to go. It looks real heavy. You better can stand up with it. But okay. Coming to me with the spears and all of this stuff, flipping her bows. I come to you in the name of the Lord,
the King of Kings,
yeah.
the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Who even wrote the end of your chapter?
That's
okay.
right. And you are defeated.
Yes. Yes, that's why you got to read the book. Because in the end, we win. We are winners. Yes, we are victorious, and you have to know that the battle is already won.
Yes.
So we just have to go through the process
yes.
of continuing to serve the enemy notice.
Yes.
You have to do that, because like y'all saw Goliath trying to tell him, this is what I'm going to do. You're going to serve you notice.
Yes.
So you better get in to serve him notice.
Notice, that's right.
Okay, by who your father is. That's like David. Okay, David, sit back and listen to him. You ruddy. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. Mocking him and everything.
You young. You big. No experience. Oh,
yeah.
So David didn't say nothing. He was looking at him while he's coming up on him like that. So he just said, okay, so that's how you are. But you coming in to what? 3:45. That's amazing. Yeah.
And it says on 45 once again. It says, then David said to the Philistines,
come on.
You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and a shield? But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts.
what you done with that. He didn't have no comeback.
He probably got confused. You know, he was a little bit confused. Like, okay, what are you talking about?
And that's what you got to do. You got to throw some up on the end. And that's the most powerful thing you can do is serve him. Notice and tell him who your God is. And he already know he can't come against your God. He's going to probably try.
Yeah.
But at this moment, he was like, so confused.
Goliath.
Yes. He was like, what do I say now? So 46, Laura, I'm telling you.
Yes.
David stood in the confidence, though, of a winner. Or to say he was already victorious before he even flew the giant.
Yes.
He was already victorious because he came in the name of the Father.
Yes. He knew who his daddy was.
Yes.
See, I know who my daddy is.
And you have to be confident
of
victory even before the battle.
Yes.
Before you even go on the battleground, I already know you're a winner.
Yes.
From your past experience. Remember, he had the beard of the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what he did to the bird. I don't remember. But I know he killed him, but I don't even remember the dynamics of what he did. If he took his foot or I don't know.
Yes.
But he did that. And I'm telling you, victory comes before the battle.
And what I'm loving about, you know, my walk with our Father is that when you do go through trials and tribulations, I thank God for them because that's where God's building character in me. How I'm going to react, how I'm going to respond, how I'm going to pray, am I going to trust Him or not? And I think that if we never went through nothing, you know, then we wouldn't grow in Him.
Yeah.
And sometimes people say, well, you know, they feel that because they went through what they went through is because they did something wrong. And maybe might have. I don't know. But what's so beautiful about God, because I've struggled in the past, but as you fall in love with God and you're closer to Him, it's life. There's going to things that take place, but that's where He's going to allow Him to build character in you. And this is where He teaches us when nobody else is there for you. When your family let you down, when the church let you down, when people, even I might let you down,
right.
God will show you that He does not let nobody down, that His word is true, that He's the only one that you could turn to. And that's when you have to cry out to Him and praise Him and thank Him. And then that's where He starts building character, because I see myself not reacting to things like I used to before or saying anything at all and just trusting Him and just thanking Him, even though I don't like the things that happen at time or the attacks from the enemy, but I already know He's defeated. It doesn't matter. He's going to bring forth something within me that needs to come out, and I got to keep looking in the mirror, which is right here.
That's it. It's a reflection.
Yes, and that's where He builds character, you know, and love is an action word, you know. When we say we love Jesus, right, and we're walking in His word, but when somebody's going through something and you're talking about them and not praying for them, when you're complaining and not praying, when you're tearing down and not praying, then not building up, then that's not of God. That's when God's going to show you, wait a minute, you say you're of me, but look how you're talking, look what you're saying, look how you're reacting instead of crying out. Remember serving God, they're lost, but they're like, Lord, I want prayer. I get on my knees and I cry out to God. And I said, God, these are your children. They're my brothers and sisters. Not by chance that they're in my path. Because y'all know my heart is outreach in the streets, wherever God leads me, rich or poor, God's creator of them both. And I just start praying in inner cities for them because some are not where we at, you know? And some people think because they have all this knowledge,
come on now,
you know, that's all we need. You could have all the knowledge, but if you don't have the heart, what God's heart is to pray and intercede for those that are not where we at. That's when He builds character. That's when you know, I've had people tell me, I could see the love of God in you. And we're like, I'm like, why you say that? He goes, because normally I share something like this, I'm not comfortable. Normally I share my struggles and people start talking about me or mocking me or putting me down. And then I don't want to go to church. You know, because they've been hurt or they've been told, you know, even if their sin is wrong, I would say, look, there's always consequences to sin, okay? But only Jesus could heal, deliver.
That's
just
right.
Keep coming. You go to church, it's a hospital. Just put blinders. Just enter His presence and, you know, receive His word. And church, the hospital, we just got to pray for each other. And don't be looking at people. Look, sin. And look at God and His word and just pray for others, you know, pray for me, you know, and He will not let you down. So,
good word, Lord.
So, yeah.
Good word and very passionate. Y'all see the fire.
Yeah. It hurts me when I see brothers and sisters struggling and hurting, and I say, oh, no. But the worst is I start going in battle for them. I start interceding. And then when I see the healing, the deliverance, or the needs, you know, when they're in the streets, and the next thing you know, they come next to you. Remember, y'all pray for us. I got an apartment. I got a job. God restored this, this, this. I'm like, yes! You know, it just brings joy to my heart, because I'm sure it brings joy to God. Yes, you know, and I always say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it if you stay right here your word. And I'm not asking. I'm expecting. Because I'm the better of us right there. And so are they. You.
That's so true. Good word, Lord. Yeah. I love that. You know, we just have to know that, and we have to stand on the word, because it's the promise. Y'all know every occasion, probably every week, I remind you of how many promises there are in this word. There's probably way more, because, you know, we don't know everything.
Yes.
We just can only skim to what we, the revelatory part of what we get. And it's over 3,573 promises in this word. And I just can't believe that you can't get you one. Stand on it. Just get one, because I'm standing on 3,573. Yes.
Woo!
What a blessing. And that's how you have victory, because God promises us that He is a God that He will not lie.
That's right.
You know, and
that's
His word
right.
is not returned void.
That's
don't
right.
come back empty. It's the fullness of who we are.
Yes.
So we have to be confident in knowing that.
So Lord, what do we stop? We stop at 45, I think. Yeah, 45.
So 46. Yes.
Yes.
Come on. Now.
It says, "This day, God's love letters, which is fire, la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones." And it says 46. "This is the day. Will the Lord deliver you into my hands? And I will strike you down," you're going down,
okay.
"and cut off your head.
Yeah.
Then I will give you to the corpse of the Philistine camp. This day the birds of the air and to the beasts of the earth, so shall all the earth may know that there is a God of Israel." Woo!
Awesome.
Once again, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Come on now. So, listen, y'all remember back there where the Philistine tried to get a baby. You come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fat. Remember? That's what the Philistine said to him. So, David, in return, when he announced that he came in the name of the Lord, he declared, he decreed some things to the Lord. This day.
Today. Now.
Today, the Lord will deliver thee into my hands. Okay, he didn't say he would do it. He said the Lord
will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I will smite thee, to take thy head, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. All the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you have to tell him. So you roll up on me. Okay, and not only that. All the world is going to see you, and they're going to say, "Look at what God did."
Yes!
Don't go over there messing with them ladies.
Because I hear you got double trouble for you, devil.
Okay. So that's what the enemy don't think, you know, like word travels, even in the negative, it travels.
Yes.
So
you
have to know that you have to tell the enemy. And not only that, your people don't tell. And then them people don't tell. Y'all need to go to me what's going on with my sister or my brother, because, boy, I'm telling you that God really worked it out.
Yes,
he did.
Yes.
If they believe it, they receive it.
Yes.
So once you make a declaration to the enemy,
serve
the giants or the enemy notice of defeat, that's when you say, "Let the battle begin."
Yes. Come on.
Let it begin, because you're already going down.
Yeah.
You're already going down. So 47 reads what more? Go ahead.
It says, right here, "And then all his assembly will know that it's not by sword or by spear that the Lord saved, for the battle belongs
to
the
Lord.
And he will give you into our hands."
Yeah, so that's really, so we fight a battle that's already been won.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to the Lord. He is mighty in battle. Yes. He really is. And he's always going to go before you.
Yes.
He's going to go before you. And all this time, believe it or not, when David really came, he really stepped up, because Saul kind of just pushed him out there. Okay? Be mindful of that. Okay? And once the giant, saw him, he first he tried to mock him. Yeah. I saw that back there. Look at this little old scrawny, little dude, little young boy. Kind of cute, but anyway. Y'all remember that. He was great in counseling, right?
Yeah.
His appearance and all of that.
Yes.
So, but David, when he came on the scene, he just let him run his mouth. Let the enemy run his mouth.
Yes.
It don't matter what you're talking about, because you already have the victory.
Yes.
When Christ went to the cross for you, for me, he said, it is finished.
Yes.
And that's a wrap. Y'all know we can drop the mic and go home on
that's
that.
Right. That's
right. But I'm telling you.
That's right.
So stop trying to convince the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Allow him to put you on the run.
Yes.
Put him on the run.
Yes. And I'm going to put him on the run right now. It's like when, y'all know I do outreach.
Okay.
And the areas that God's taking me right now is dark areas where there's people doing drugs, there's gangs, there's a lot of darkness. And people's like, aren't you scared? Aren't you afraid something's going to happen to you? And we did one stop where there was a whole bunch of guys that were doing who knows what, and you could tell one had a blade here and this and that. And I got out of the bus because we run into Compassion Park, and they were out there hanging out, drinking and stuff. And the bus driver was like, you're going to go out and invite them to church? I said, yeah, because we were driving around. And he's kind of like, you're not scared? And I'm like, no! I was like, come on, I come in the name of the Lord! And I got out of the box, and I go, hey, how y'all doing? I say, I want to go to church. Jesus loves you. Y'all want to go to church? And they all looked at me crazy. They were like, not today. I said, okay, well, you know what? God bless you. You have a blessed day. Jesus loves you. And I said, let's go to the next stop. Let's go around. Let's go somewhere. And people were doing weird stuff. Things were happening. But I got to pray. I got to lead two people to the Lord. But I've always been told, even the apartment complex areas where I've been, where there's drug activity and drug dealers and doing drug dealing, and I go over there, give them a flyer. How y'all doing today? I want to go to church. And because I'm coming in the name of the Lord.
Right.
And one day, one guy came up to me and go, Miss Laura, those people that are doing the drugs, they say, don't mess with the church people. Don't mess with the church people, you know, because people in those apartments were afraid to even leave the house because they will break in. And people would tell me, aren't you afraid? Because I would take my son Luke and other ladies and, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid something happened to the kids? And I'm like, no, I'm sold out to Jesus. I say, he died and shed all that blood for us. Why can we go each one, go? That's my calling is outreach, you know, but even y'all going to the grocery store,
wherever you're at.
But with boldness, because I'm like, wait a minute, I could just see I'm coming in the name of the Lord, you know, and for me to die is to live, you know, it's for Christ. So this time for me to go home,
Lord,
I'm in my mansion, you know, this world, we're pilgrims passing through. This world here is temporary. So no, I do not fear, because God had mercy and grace on me. I either be dead or in prison. So now I'm sold out. I said, God, take me to dark areas. I don't fear. You protect me. I know you protect me. And I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. But I know that there's more people out there. Out of the 99, he'll go for that one.
You better know.
I know there's people out there that are crying out that don't know how to come out of that darkness, that bondage, you know, that the drugs or whatever. But I know if I come in the name of the Lord and I lay hands, things are going to happen, because that's the authority God gives us. You know, we get full and fuller of the word of God. We glutton the word of God. But then we can go out and speak life over lost souls. And so I have this passion for lost souls, y'all, everywhere. I don't care if I'm in Compassion Park or in the grocery store, because when I see people, I don't see people. I see souls. This world's temporary. But with God is forever, and God's heart is not one be left behind, you know. But I already know not everybody's going to receive him, but you know, I don't question, I just go in the name of the Lord, and then God does the rest. And there's no fear for me, y'all. I'm so down, I'm on fire, and the devil's a liar, he's faster on fire.
Yeah.
No weapon formed against me will prosper.
Yeah.
So, and I was told I was not ready. I was told not to go. I mean, the enemy tried to put all this fear.
And he'll do that.
And I said, no.
Yeah, he'll do that.
God's telling me to go, and I come in the name of the Lord.
Even though we know her name is Laura Kelly. But she dated right there.
And by the way, Laura Kelly stands for Victorious Warrior. That's what my name and last name stands for. So that's who I am. Victory in Jesus!
My sister tuned in and she ain't playing. She said, all right then. Put my glasses on. Laura, you can stand it up. You're having fun. You're saying, all right, speak the truth, ladies. Put faith on the blast. Let him know you are in control of your ministry. Okay? God is in control. Yes, he is. Laura is on fire this morning.
And let me tell you, the last time I went, there was a lady, two ladies, in a van, and they know you. I met them at a King's Heaven Worship Center. I wish I could remember her name. When she saw me, she goes, Laura Kevin. And I go, how you doing? And then she goes, what are you doing here? I said, trying to bring souls to church in my bus. He goes, I'm in my van. And I looked at her and go, I know I met you. Yeah, we met at a King's Heaven Worship Center. So she knows you.
Oh, wow.
And we met there at the street. She was picking up people, her and another lady picking up souls to come to church in their van. But I can't remember the name of her church, but she said we met at your church.
Oh, wow.
And she was out there winning souls. Well, no fear.
So look at that.
Two other women were out there, y'all.
You got to know.
You got to see some crazy stuff, but it's adventurous for me because I already know God got me, you know. And they were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were out there, and I've been there two times, and they're there every time I go trying to take people to church.
That's so awesome.
Yes.
That's so awesome. So if y'all don't know how to slay a giant, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. If you don't run from battle, you run to it.
Yes.
And that's what she does. And I love that about Laura Kelly. I'm telling you. And you just really closed us in. I think it's 10 a.m. And thank you for that.
2 minutes.
Thank you for that. So God is so good. And you got to be tangibly transferable.
Yes.
You know, you got to be contagious.
Yes.
You know, because people, when they see the fire in you, because sometimes, America, we're the only Christ that people are going to see.
Yes.
You know, and that's why this new concert that we're doing is so amazing. It's called Avatar for Jesus. So, especially for the youth, because, you know, you have to reach people where they're at. So, they're all into these computers and all of this stuff, and they create avatars.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Lord gave me the revelation when I created an avatar on my phone, and it's so awesome because she looks exactly like me. Okay? So, I thought, what if when somebody see you or me, they're like, oh my gosh, you look just like Jesus. That is so awesome.
Yes, yes.
So we are avataring for Jesus. Mm-hmm. We want to have a Christ life.
Yes, and that's what my brother Mariano said when he saw me. He goes, you love Jesus. I'm like, yes, I do.
So you saw the avatar right here. That's so awesome. And that is why you're here today, hanging out with us here at the mansion. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. See, that's what we talk about. That's that contagious fire.
Yes.
And trust me, there's so many people out there that really want that. Like, you think. He want more,
yes.
You know, so he's here to get more.
Yes.
And I'm so excited that, you know, that
thank
he showed
God.
Up. Because
thank
that's it.
God.
That's the whole thing of the each one, reach one.
Mm-hmm.
You just reach one person for the day.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
puts such a smile in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
on the heart
and
of God.
And there's people hurting everywhere, so be sensitive
yeah.
to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And just remember, America, a church, you are a giant slayer.
Yes.
You are. So gird up, put your armor on, go to Ephesians 6 every day until
yes.
you get it in your spirit and you
yes.
put on your armor
yes.
and you get ready for battle because
mm-hmm.
trust me, the enemy going to show up in your camp.
Yes.
So you just have to know when he do, you got this.
Yes.
You already victorious. Okay? So we thank God for each and every one of
yes.
you for
thank
tuning
you for listening.
In and listening to the Mornings at the
Blog Radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listeners.
Yes.
And
thank
studio
you.
Audience.
Yes. Yes.
And God is so good. So listen to this, America. Let's really laugh at the devil.
Yes.
Because this show started 2 years ago with only women. How about it's only men here today?
Ooh,
so
kings and queens.
Yes. Today. And they are representing standing in the gap.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
So we thank God for the mighty men of God.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. So listen, we are on our way out until next week. And we just want to thank you guys. We love you so much for always being here, our blog listeners,
yes.
And chiming in and communicating
yes.
with us on our Facebook blog. And we just
yes.
thank each and every one of you, Laura Kelly and her family, and Angela Michelle and her family.
Yes.
And
And share the video so so God could speak to someone out there that's watching, you know, let God minister to them. So thank you for sharing the video. Amen.
Yes, thank you for that. So until next Tuesday at 10 a.m. at our Mornings at the Mantis show. Lord, you want to pray us out?
Yes. Father, I just thank you, God, for this morning. I thank you that our latter days will be greater than our former. God, I speak blessings over every soul that's watching us right now, God. Meet them where they're at right now, Father. Give them strength. Give them hope, Father. And I thank you that you are the Father of hope. I pray blessings upon their lives, spiritually, physically, financially, as they hold on to your promises, Father. And I thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. I thank you that the love letters is going to manifest in their hearts because it's fire. I pray for testimony. Father, and Father, I thank you that you love us all, that you're bringing us all together in unity and love. Holy Spirit, we love you. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing, for what you're getting ready to do, and what's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.